Divot, musical American Dreams, how did it go down last night?
Went down very well. Everybody seemed to be very interested in what was being portrayed and just enjoyed the music and the drama, and it helped to tell the story.
One of the first immigrations from here to America.
Yes, a very historic event 300 years ago. A little ship called the Friends Goodwill, who set sail, took out 52 people across to Boston, and it was a very long voyage from May until September before they arrived. And it was the start of really a massive influx of people who are called the Scotch-Irish in the United States. We call them Ulster Scots here, and up to 300,000 by the end of that century had arrived in America. And they played a very important and significant part in many different aspects of life once they got there.
Does it get the 20th century American musical Annie Get Your Gun treatment, or do you go back to something a bit more old-fashioned?
Well, what we've done is we've put together some drama, music, songs, prose. We've integrated some new material that's been written for the show, and also some favourites as well. And we have a wide variety of aspects of the whole story being covered. Everything from the first settlers going out on the Friends Goodwill to settlements in Virginia to the great Elvis Presley. And there were Presleys on some of these immigrant ships from Ulster, so people out there believe that Elvis Presley was a Scots-Irish descendant. We're quite happy to subscribe to that.
American Dreams now implies, I suppose, constitutional rights being intact and consumerism. But back then it was often, will I survive the journey? Will I be able to practice my religion over there? Much more life and death things.
Well, I think the American Dream is something that comes out of the Ulster Scots settlers. They had dreams of a better future. They believed that that future lay across the Atlantic. And it was distilled down to the sense that there was a better future waiting for them. There were going to be better opportunities for their children. And that really is the epitome of what becomes the American Dream in later years. And in the 21st century, what we understand from the American Dream is that it's possible to achieve anything in the United States if you work hard, whatever your background. And that really is what these people believe. They went out in search of that dream. They believed it was there and it was realizable.
You had a fairly high-powered US politician there last night. What did he make of it? Who was that?
Well, we had the American consul, Daniel Lawton, and he was very impressed with it. He was chatting with a lot of the people who were in the cast afterwards and had really enjoyed it, had enjoyed the music, had enjoyed the songs and the portrayal of the settlers and also the presidents. He was very impressed that we had a number of our presidents of Ulster descent. President Roosevelt and President McKinley were there last night. And we will be adding to that tonight because there were, of course, a total of 17 presidents whose ancestry links to Northern Ireland today. So we have a few comments from those presidents about their ancestry and how important it was to them. So I think he was very taken by that aspect of it as well.
Did you give local Amdram an opportunity to do this, or are these high-powered actors, David?
No, I don't think they would describe themselves as high-powered actors. We wanted to give local people the opportunity to shine, and they shone last night and they will again tonight. Some of the people are belong to the local drama circle, so they've been used with the stage. Some of the musicians have been on stage before, but equally other people have not been on stage before, and I think we have a few developing talents from what we've seen last night in relation to that as well. So it's a very good opportunity to showcase the talents that exist in the area. All age ranges and all different types of musical talent, dramatic talent and so forth. And everyone was just excellent, and we look forward to more tonight.
This starts tonight in Larne and goes on till the weekend, is that right?
Yes, the Friends Goodwill Festival continues right through until Sunday, and there'll be a wide variety of events happening, everything from concerts on the Saturday evening and during the weekend to walking tours to events down at the shore at Sandy Bay. So it's going to be a big weekend for Larne, and a very fitting way to remember that the sort of first immigrant ship that set sail and those people who were on that ship.